Hey, Freedom Seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and today we are talking about how to validate your offer in, well, your idea in 48 hours. Okay. Lots of you have ideas, and right now, especially with what's all going on online, it seems like there's so many different ways to turn your ideas into money. It's hard to know which way is right and if it will sell before you build it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I have some notes here. So if you hear a little bit of paper rustling, that's why, because I want to make sure I cover all my thoughts. But first of all, let's dig in. And if you haven't already, join me in the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook, because I go live weekly over there and I do these trainings. It's a great chance for you to dig in, ask some questions, join the conversation, and be around a community of like-minded people. So look for the link in the show notes to join us over there. And then let's get going. I have a good story for you.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. So have you seen the Diary of a CEO on podcast, on YouTube or podcast? I think he's on both. Anyway, I enjoy that show every now and then. And as I was preparing for my conversation with you today, I remembered this conversation he had with a guest. His guest was Manish Pabrai. Pabrai? I'm not really sure on how to pronounce it. Either way, he was on this show and he was talking about entrepreneurship and thinking differently. I love to study human psychology. I love to look at my own way of thinking and anything I can do mindset related. And that's what got my attention. He was telling a story about how he had gone to do a pitch. He was just getting started with his business, his entrepreneurship. And he was in front of a large company. He was excited, nervous, all the things to be making this pitch. And he had spent hours putting his slide decks together and his talking points and whatnot. And there he was standing in the boardroom giving his presentation when the CEO leaned in and said, "Hey, hold up, go back a slide." And he's like, "Okay." So he did. And the guy goes, "That. I don't even want to hear the rest of your presentation. I want to know how you solve that problem." The point of this story was, Manish was able to then say, wow, okay, he pivoted. He listened. He decided to put them together an offer on how to solve that specific problem. And then ultimately built his entire brand around solving that problem. So this is going to come in handy as we continue to talk. The thing I want you to think about here is two things. One, he found a problem specific that he was able to solve. Two, he listened to the audience. Too often, people are certain that they know what the problem is that they solve, that people have, or they are caught up in their, I guess, arrogance and say, you know, I know what's best for you. So this is what I do. This is what you need. I see this a lot in marketing. I see a lot of companies that are maybe SEO experts or they're Facebook ads experts or they're experts in one thing. And then when they meet with an entrepreneur or business owner, they have a one size fits all approach, right? They want to make their size, their business fit all because they believe in it, because it's what they know. And it's not to say that it's wrong, but it just might not be fully right for that individual. That's kind of an example of this. My point is, as business owners, when we're putting together our idea for an online business and we want to validate it, we must validate it by listening to an audience. And that's what I'm going to show you today is three ways that you can validate an idea by listening to an audience and where to find them and how to go about it. So that's mindset shift number one, listen to the audience. Mindset shift number two is you need to focus on a problem. Right now, what's happening is a lot of people want to build a product or an offer, and they're thinking it's about the name of the offer or about the product. It's really actually about the transformation, the problem you solve, the experience that somebody's going to have going through it. There's already been enough people out there putting together watered down versions of something and selling it for more than it's worth, and it's diminished the trust. You've got to have something provable that people are willing to pay for because it solves a problem, a pain point that they need fixed or want fixed fast. So let's dig in to method number one. Now, the old way of method number one is we would look at like keyword analytics. What are people typing into Google? We're looking at what people are searching for and how often are they searching. The majority, you know, the ones that are the search phrases that are getting searched up the most are probably where we want to build, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's the old way. The new way is similarly, except it's happening in conversations rather than just a one-to-one direct search like a Google search. And it's happening in forums. There's Reddit threads, there's Substack, there's places where people are going to have conversations, ask questions, give responses. Those are the places where people's true needs are being revealed. Now, if you're into Reddit or Substack or whatever forums, you're certainly welcome to go do some digging yourself. And I would encourage you to if that's something that you'd like to do, because you can actually have your own input, thoughts. You look at a conversation and think, wow, that's not the advice I would give. I would do this. Or, man, that's what everybody's doing, but the market's shifting and I see it going in this direction. My point is, you might get the clarity you need just by looking at these places yourself. But if that is more time consuming than you want to do, you can use AI to leverage AI to do the research for you. Because these things, these conversations are happening online, it's very easy for AI to scrub the web. Okay, so what you'll want to do is you want to get into Grok, get into Claude, whatever AI LLM you like, and tell it specifically, hey, I want to put together a digital product. This is my idea. I need you to research on Reddits and subreddits to find out what people are needing answered. What questions are they asking? What is being answered? Maybe what's being answered poorly or what's not being answered at all, or what are the most common things people are asking. So feel free to work with the chat or the AI and have it search it different ways. You might find different answers, but that will help all lead towards the data of whether or not your product is solving a specific problem. And if you want to tell it, not, don't even give it your product idea. Just ask it to do the research and say, hey, I want to put together a digital product. I want it to solve a problem. What problems are people experiencing? How can I help them? Okay, so that's step one. Step two, you might be thinking, okay, well, then once I know what problem I'm solving, should I turn it into a course or a PDF or what do I do? Well, at the end of the day, people are going to If it solves a specific problem and you have the validation to back it up, as far as like you could prove that if they go through X, Y, or Z built product you build, it will give them the transformation. How the information is given to them is not as important as what transformation they're going to get. With that being said, however, courses, micro courses are still very popular. We're moving away a little bit from larger, intense, and very robust courses. So just keep that in mind if a course structure is what you're looking for. Literally 3 to 5, 15 to 20 minute videos solve one problem. Keep it very, very simple. That's the way to go there. Also, PDF bundles are okay if what you need is very text heavy. Another way to go would be audio bundles. And lastly is Notion form, you know, templates of some sort. Those are also very popular. So if it solves a problem, you know, and you can also bundle these things together. You could take a course or an audio bundle and put it with a template. And there's lots of ways you can slice and dice it. The deliverables are not so much the important, don't matter as much as the problem you're solving. Okay. You really truly want people to get in there and be happy. Have you ever watched those ads? I see them on Facebook a lot. Where somebody's selling something, like for example, I saw one that said this AI, this was when AI was very, very beginning, and it was a image generator. I mean, image generators have gotten way better since then. But this one was like, oh, we'll make you this really amazing logo and it'll take like 30 seconds, blah, blah, blah. And you had to pay. There was no free trial. I paid, I don't remember how much I paid, maybe $30. It wasn't that much. But I got into it and it was awful. Of course, this was at the beginning, like I said. I wanted it to make a logo. It couldn't even spell correctly. My letters were all, you know, looking funky. I thought, this is awful and I want my money back. I was so frustrated and annoyed that I had to pay the $30 and it couldn't even do anything. And what's worse is there was no place to go to get your money back. There was no support. It was one of those things that once you buy into it, basically they hold you hostage. I had to change my credit card and the whole thing. I hate that kind of stuff. I know you do too, because that's no fun for anybody. But therein lies my point. There is so much bad. There are so many bad things out there. Watered down products. Products that don't really do with the thing they say. You've got to have a very strong, compelling solution. And it's got to give them a win. The reason I brought up the Facebook ad thing is because a lot of times you can see people in the comments saying, you know, their thoughts, don't download this, or I downloaded it and it didn't do what it says. Or the flip side, this was amazing. I got more out of the first video than I've gotten out of anything else. Like, that's the kind of experience you want people to have. So just keep that in mind as you're putting it together. And when you're in the Reddit thread, when you're doing the research about the Reddit thread or whatever, get deeper with your AI. Get it to find what words people are searching for. Get a list of their language that they're using. I call it a messaging matrix. Tell it, I want to build a messaging matrix. Give me exact phrases people are using to get these answers. Because when you're doing your marketing, you want your marketing to match up with what they're searching for. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, method number two is the human connection. So we've leveraged an AI tool. That's kind of obvious, but I went a little deeper with you to help you understand exactly how to get out of. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos, but nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. Five simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building, it's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. What you need. Method number two is coffee chats or 15-minute, you know, chats. They don't have to be anything serious. These are often a little bit better because you can ask open-ended questions. So whereas with AI model, you are dictating it, the terms of the search, right? So still you have the filter of your brain, your knowledge, your experience, telling it what information to give it back to you. But when you can do coffee chats, you get to ask people open-ended questions like, hey, what have you, how did you get on this journey of seeking this challenge, this thing? What have you looked for? Where would you start your search trying to solve the problem? You know, for example, I recently did a chat with a gentleman who quit his job. He was just burnt out. He doesn't know what he wants to do. He wants to do something digital, sort of passive, he's like, I don't know if I'm even the right person to help you, but I'm happy to talk. And, all I wanted to do was get out of his brain the things he was thinking about, the words he was using, his thought process to problem solve for himself, okay? And in doing so, I realized a word I was using a lot was overwhelm. He never used the word overwhelm. The word he used was intimidating. It's intimidating. There's so much information. Oh, I mean, that one shift between are you feeling overwhelmed by all the information online and how to build an online business versus are you intimidated by the plethora of choices in the online space? That could be the thing that might strike somebody different. Maybe they don't use the word overwhelmed, but they're like, yes, I am intimidated. Yes, there is so much information. Yes, I don't know where to start. Okay, let me look further. So it's important that, when we have these coffee chats, you might hear something or pick up on something, or if you record the conversations, if you can, then you can have AI analyze it because it'll find something maybe that you're missing. But those conversations are a goldmine. If you can get 5 to 10 people to jump on a 15-minute call with you, maybe offer them a free consultation in exchange or, just... many people will do it just because, they'll want to hear more about what you're doing. Ask them for feedback on your idea. Straightforward. Take that feedback with a grain of salt. Let me add that, because if they are not the ideal client, that feedback may not actually be helpful for you. For example, I had a student who was in our course builders and she reached out to a friend of hers because it was safe. It was her first time reaching out and it felt safe. And her friend was sort of close to the right kind of person, but at the end of the day, it was just not fully the right person. And my friend walked away from that conversation sort of questioning whether she was on the right path. And after I talked to her, I said, I would take what she said with a big grain of salt because she's not the avatar that you're looking for. You need to get in front of people that you don't know, who are not trying to be your friend and steer you in a certain direction. They need to be like a cold audience is better because they have their objective, okay? And they really just know themselves. They don't know you, so they're not going to try to give you an answer they think you want to hear, right? So if you can do that, that's the ideal thing to do. Get in front of people you don't know or that you barely know and ask them open-ended questions. You could say something like, hey, I'm working on something and I need your brain for 15 minutes. Do you mind if I buy you a virtual coffee and we ask you some questions? Or, hey, I'm looking to connect with people because I'm putting something together. I just want to validate my idea. Do you mind giving me some thoughts if I could share it with you? And then when you get them on the call, just say, hey, before I share with you my idea, do you mind me asking you some questions just objectively so I can learn a little bit more about your process and how you got to this point? And then you can share the idea and ask them their feedback. Okay, the third one is market research. Now, I want to share with you an idea. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say market research. Competitive research. Back when we were talking about idea method number one, the AI, you can also ask the AI to give you a list of competitors, okay, that are doing whatever it is that you want to do. Have it give you specific websites to look at. Then go look at the websites, go look at their reviews, go follow them on social media, look at what they're posting. What are people commenting? You can also go into Facebook and see if they're running any ads. Look at what ads they're running. See what people are posting or commenting on their ads. There's going back to that story we talked about with Manesh and how he was on the diary of a CEO. One of the other things he mentioned on that same podcast episode is the power of building a business that mimics another business. Not copies it, mimics it. There's a little difference, okay? He gave the example of Sam Walton. So when Sam Walton was thinking about starting Walmart, obviously there was plenty of other retailers on the market. It wasn't like he there was a need for another retailer. Let's be real. And nobody was out there going like, man, I really wish there was a Walmart or something like that, right? We were all heading over to Kmart at the time or wherever else we shopped. Stein Mart, I don't know. There was all these kinds of marts. Anyway, Sam went into all these marts that we're talking about. And he looked at things that was working, you know, oh, this display looks really good. Or, oh, I don't like this display. I would put this display. I would do this. I would do that. He was basically doing recon and taking the things that were working and the things that were not working and making a list and compiling it. And then when he put Walmart together, he took the best of everything, everything he picked up in all these different places. He excluded the things he didn't like. That's the way to do it. You know, you want to look at your competitors and see what they're doing, what's working for them and what's not working for them. How could you make what they're doing better or different? Here's a real life example. So Lindsay Friedman was on the podcast and she was in the home healthcare space. And one of the things that she saw a lot was when people need help with end of life stages, whether they are the elderly person or the elderly person's adult child, in either case, they what they found is that they when they need help, they were going online and they would be finding these large organizations like care.com. There's lots of them, so I'm not going to name a bunch, but you get the gist. They would be searching for something. They would want help. They would end up having to put their name, their email, maybe their phone number in to get an answer. And then that company would farm out their information to all of their vendors, okay? So now imagine you are sitting there, your family is needing some help. You end up on a website. You put in your information trying to find an answer to one specific problem. And next thing you know, you're being called from everybody and their mother trying to sell you everything about elderly care. It's overwhelming. It's rude. And it's a turnoff, right? At that point, you just want to throw your phone away and pretend like you never had that phone number. We used to have the same thing happening in the car business, right? When the companies like Auto Trader, cars.com, when you go to look for a car, it doesn't matter if you find a car and you're like, I like this, you know, 2023 RAV4, and it's being offered at this specific dealership. If you put your information in to find out information about that specific car, it doesn't matter if dealership A put it up there, your information is going to go to dealership A, B, C, D, E, F, G, okay? And everybody's going to call you because you are interested in a RAV4. And at that point, it's very confusing. And so it becomes overwhelming. It becomes a pain. So Lindsay saw this and she decided that she wanted to solve that problem. So her website, ltcarenav.com, actually puts together individualized care plans with a consumer and then matches them with a vendor that is specific to the needs they have. So rather than their information being plastered out to everybody, they simply will get the information from the people that they need. Now, her biggest concern and hesitation before she started this was, will the vendors appreciate this? Will my vendors be willing to pay? Because they're basically funding it, because the consumer is not. It's like an advertisement place, essentially. The consumer needs help. They are not in a position to pay for a care plan per se. And she didn't want to charge them. She wanted to get the money from the vendors to be there as a resource for the people. But she wasn't sure if it was going to make sense to them. But to her surprise, they were excited about the idea. In fact, they said, we hate the fact that that we're calling amongst all these people and that, you know, over half of the leads aren't even relevant to what we're doing, etc. They were super excited to hear somebody was putting something together that was targeted and specific. That is what competitive research can do. You can find a gap in the marketplace and say, I can do this better. And then you build it. So that is what method three is when we're talking about competitor research. Okay, well, that summarizes it. So now you've got your marching orders. Take your idea. I've given you three strategies to validate. And now you have no more excuses, my dear friend. It's just time to build it. And if you need help with the tech piece, or if that's where your brain is stuck, or maybe you're like, I don't know how to take what's in my head and really make it give people that transformation, or I have an idea. I know it's a good one. I just don't know how to get through the next steps. That's where Emily and I step in. That's where we can help you with a free consultation. Join us in the Freedom Business Builders in Facebook, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. And when you get in there, you can check the box that, yes, you would like a free consultation. I also send you some extra goodies and training material. So there's goodness there as well. And there's no obligation. This is not a high pressure sales. This is genuinely about you. We want to help you as much as possible on that call. So, you know, feel free to get into the community, check the box. We'll send you the link to get scheduled for that consult. And you can be there to watch the live trainings on a weekly basis. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you tuning in here. Until next time, if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the show, and we'll see you next week.